Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. It's Erev Shavuos here, and time is short, so I will tell a brief story, Blinader, in memory of Alta Shena Bas Yaakov. May her soul have a great elevation, may her family be comforted. Before Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, he first offered it to the other nations of the world. He went to one of the nations of the world, Esav, and he offered the Torah to them. The nation of Esav, of Edom, said, well, what's in it? So Hashem said, it says you may not kill. They said, we don't want the Torah. We kill lots of times. Then Hashem offered it to Yishmael, the nation of Yishmael. Do you want the Torah? He said. They answered, what's in it? You may not steal. No, we're not interested in that. We don't want such a Torah that doesn't allow us to do that. You went to another nation. Do you want the Torah? You may not commit adultery and other crimes of intimacy. They said, no, we're not interested in such a Torah that prohibits that. So none of the nations of the world wanted the Torah because when they asked what's in it, they didn't like what they heard. They didn't want to be limited in their activities. Then Hashem asked the Jewish people, do you want the Torah? They said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do it. And then later we'll find out what it is exactly that we're signing up for. This is the Jewish attitude, that when Hashem offers us his Torah, we accept it even before we know what's in it. We don't ask, will this Torah fit our lifestyle? We make sure that we will arrange our lifestyle to fit the Torah. And that's what it means to live as a Jew, that Hashem tells us, this is what I want, this is my will, and we try to live according to Hashem's will. And this gives us a special menucha, a special settledness, calmness in our life, because we know that we're not just running to this activity and that activity, we're doing this and then that, and we're called upon for different things. And we don't feel scattered because we know that there's only one thing that a Jew has to do. At any moment, at any place, at any time, there's one thing that we have to do, Hashem's will, what Hashem wants us to do. And this allows us to stay focused on the one purpose of our life, which is serving Hashem. And with this, we have menucha, we have calmness. Torah tells us, our sages teach to us, that when Hashem gave the Torah, the world became calm and settled. And this is a hint about what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes, that we'll all realize at that time that there's only one thing that we need to do, which is to serve Hashem. We'll be learning Torah, we'll be doing the mitzvahs, coming to know Hashem as much as a human being can, that the entire world, in fact, even the non-Jewish world as well, will be occupied in knowing Hashem. That this is what Hashem's will be for us at that time. Torah and the mitzvahs will make this happen more quickly, especially as celebrating Shavuos, and hopefully just like at the first time when the Torah was given, every single Jew was there, men, women, and children, old people, young people, even tiny babies, all together hearing Hashem's Torah. Same thing is that as much as possible, we should all attend shul and hear the Ten Commandments being read along with the rest of the Torah reading, and in this way to relive the giving of the Torah and to bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you for joining us, Jewish Stories and More. Have a wonderful Yom Tov Shavuos, and as we say, Kabbal Sotayda B'Simcha B'Panimius, may we receive the Torah in joy and in an innermost way. A good Yom Tov.